Attention! As of this moment, you are listening to the Rock for Rookies internet radio show. If you are offended by words like gosh, shucks, golly, schnitzel, fudge, mother father, golly gee whiz, tickle my monkey with a wok, whatever, stop the streaming now. This is not a pop station. This is a call to arms. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. This week's episode is actually going to be the first in a long line of pre-recorded episodes. I will not be doing a live show for a long time because I am headed out to Jersey. If you guys remember last year when I was in Jersey, the songs became a little darker and they became a little angrier because I was a little more depressed about not being able to A, do a live show, and B, just freaking being in Jersey is enough to depress anyone. But we do have a fantastic show for you because I have not left the country. I am still in Israel, but I missed last week's live show because it was Tisha B'Av and it was fasting, and I remembered when we did the fast 2 weeks before Yudzayim B'Tammuz was, and I was like, hey guys, it's a show, and here's some bands, and I haven't eaten in 24 hours. So that wasn't a good idea, so I decided not to do the Tisha B'Av show, so instead we're doing the pre-recorded show. I did get a whole bunch of requests in for you guys, and we have a fantastic show planned out, but most importantly, we have some brand new Korn off the new album, Korn 3, Remember Who You Are, and of course, now is a good time to announce that I have tickets to go see Korn and Ozzy, and I hope that you guys do too, because I can't wait to rock out with you while we're there. We start off the show with Blink-182 and the song Rock Show, but that wasn't enough for us. No, we gotta keep on with the rock and keep on with that kind of style, not the punk rock specifically, but just that really quick, fun to dance to rock. So let's kick things off right. This is Buck Cherry and the song Onset.
With some redness in the eyes, faded jeans and politics and shooters in the sky. Diagnosed a menace and I'm broken in the mind. The doctor said the Ritalin would surely work out fine. You're always there, you're always with me. You always there. You always there.
All right. Let me sing a little bit. Come on, mama, mama, baby. Bottoms up. Come on, mama, mama, baby. Bottoms up. Come on, mama, mama, baby. Bottoms up. Come on, mama, 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 baby. Bottoms up.
Okay.
That right there was the 6-minute shocker of Deftones and their song Passengers. Guys, you are back on this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. Just in case you didn't know it, just because we're not going to be doing live shows does not mean that you can't get your requests in. So please do me a favor and friend me on Facebook. Maximum, last name Mike, that's the way that I got it to work out. So Maximum Mike, friend me on Facebook. Join the Rock for Rookies fan page. I post all the videos, I post all the news, I post everything interesting. You can get there and also you can click and say, yo man, I want to request this song. And that's awesome. Or, of course, you can send me an email to maximum@rockforrookies.com. Just, you know, say hello. Say, what's going on in Jersey? You suffering? And most likely, I will reply, yes, I am. So that was Deftones, what we just heard. And right before that, I took things way, way back to about 1979, I believe it was from their second album by Van Halen entitled 2. That was the song Bottoms Up. And, of course, we started things off the 2005 Buck Cherry album entitled 15. That was the song Onset. So we have a fantastic show coming up. We got the Cancer Bats, we have Simple Plan, Uriah Heep. I really mixed it up this week and it's going to be excellent. But here's a song that while has been played on Rock for Rookies in the past, like many a song, I believe I deserve to play songs more than once ever. It's one of those fantastic, oh my gosh, it's summertime, it's boiling hot outside, but I am having a great summer because I'm not doing much else. This is Smash Mouth and the song Everyday Superhero.
Another victim of ordinary fame. I don't see myself as invincible. It's not true at all. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero trying to save the world, but never really sure. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero. Nothing more than that. That's all I really am. Just a day job that someone's got to do. It's kinda hard whenever one looks up to you. Try to make it look easy, gonna make it look good, like anybody would. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero trying to save the world, but never really sure. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero. Nothing more than that. That's all I really am. Oh,
Now we just heard Stained and the song Just Go right here on Rock Froggies, www.rockfroggies.com. And of course, if Adam Mallerman decided to take the time and download the show, then you're also listening to this on RustyMikeRadio.com. If you're wondering why you can't hit the live chat button, it's because the show's not live this week, pre-recorded. What are you going to do? Maximum Mike is in New Jersey. Because Tuesday, when the show will get aired on Rusty Mike, this will all make sense. So that's the problem with podcasting and then putting it on live radio later. Everything gets mixed up. So what do we need to know about the Stained album? That was from the album 1999. It was Dysfunctional, I believe was the name of the album. And it was the album right before Stained really broke into the mainstream with their album Break the Cycle. Had the song It's Been a While and Outside. So yeah, I was just looking through my album like, Stained, maybe I should play some Stained. Wait a minute. Because last week I played The Puddle of Mud, their first EP from 1994 called Stuck. And I was like, should I go way back and check out what was going on with Stained? And I didn't go way back because their first album was actually from 1996. But I just didn't feel like playing anything off of it. But Dysfunctional, nice. The album could be called Dysfunction. I'm blanking. It's either way, you'll figure it out. 1999. Now, right before that, we heard Battlelore and the song Thousand Caves. If you ever want to listen to, I mean, if you're very into Lord of the Rings, then Battlelore is the band for you, because that's pretty much all they sing about. Lord of the Rings. All of their songs. That was the song Thousand Caves, okay? I can't remember what part of the book that's from, but I think it's when, in the third movie, when they're going into the crevices and they try to find that army, like in the movie, remember when they're going in and they find all those dead soldiers, the ghosts? That scene. I'm pretty sure that's what they're singing about in that one. So I really went in for the Battlelore specifically because recently I was talking to the Defiler. The Defiler is the lead singer of an Israeli band called Pray for Nothing. His real name is Yotam. Blanking on his last name right now. But why is this important? Because I've been in talks with him, and I want to get him and the band into the studios, and that's pretty much been closed. As soon as I get back in a few weeks from now from Jersey, we're going to have Pray for Nothing in the studios, and they're not the only ones. I also spoke with Eyal, the lead singer of Kill the Drive. I spoke with Dave from Bone Crush, and of course, Itliz in the near future are hopefully all going to be coming onto the show. I don't know why specifically I waited till a few days before I was going to leave the country for a month, but all of a sudden I got in touch with all these guys, and they can't wait to come on the show, so when we get back, it's going to be totally awesome. Israeli bands rocking it. And of course, we start off that block with Smash Mouth and the song Everyday Superhero. But right now, we have our second request for the show. The first one was the first song we heard, Rock Show. That was a request by Donnie Kozer. But we're moving on right now to Florence and the Machine, not a band that I would usually play on the show. But you know why I let it go? You know why I gave it my pass? Because it's indie rock. So it's got the word rock in it. It works. I'm not a big fan of indie rock. If you like the indie rock, Esther, who requested the show, Esther, if you like this type of music, go listen to the Indie Insurgents, okay? It's the other show, one of the other shows on rockfreakies.com. They play a lot more stuff like this. But this song, Florence and the Machine, and the song Dog Days Are Over is actually a dedication to Tsippy. So hopefully you're listening in. Esther wants you to know that you're a dog and the days are over. Something along those lines. I didn't really understand the message. But this song's for you. Stuck.
Tomorrow
tomorrow won't be better. It's history repeating. Summer plants are gone forever. I trade them in for dishpan water. And every day is never ending. I need to work, I'm always spending. And I feel like I'm living the worst day.
Goodness, two requests in one block. We start off with Florence and the Machine, the song Dog Days Are Over, dedicated to the lovely Tippy from the lovely Esther. There's a lot of loveliness going on right here. But after that, we heard Cancer Bats and the song Harem of Scorpions, which is what I kind of feel sandwiched in because of the two requests, two girls on either side. That one didn't work at all. We just heard Simple Plan and the song Worst Day Ever, requested by Shira, hence my sandwich of a harem of scorpions. Not that I'm saying that those two ladies are scorpions or that they're in my harem, but they could be if they wanted to. Ladies, give me a call. That's right, we have reached the end of part one of Rock for Rookies, and I want to tell you that having you guys here with me, especially just because, you know, when I'm not live and you guys take the time to listen in anyway, it's totally awesome. So I'm going to dedicate this next one to all of y'all. It's Styx and Rockin' the Paradise, which is what an episode of Rock Rookies really is. See you guys in part two.
Tonight, well, have you heard that the world's gone crazy? go out and play. Yo, I was up in my room, I let the stereo blaze on Saturday. When kids go out and play, I was up in my room, I let the stereo blaze.
It's all inside of me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside of my head. It's all inside of me. It's coming over me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside my head. Yeah! Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom! I'm coming down with a new style, and you know it's both wild. Everybody, everybody, come on!
That was Saliva. Click, click, boom. You are back on part two of Rock for Rookies on the Rock for Rookies radio internet networky thing. And sometimes, or at least on a weekly basis, on RustyMikeRadio.com, which broadcasts out of the AACI in Jerusalem. So, yeah, I mean, if Adam's playing it on, he decided to pick it up, fantastic. Check out everything else that happens on Rusty Mike Radio. Sometimes they have good stuff, not necessarily good music, if you like rock and roll, but other music, which is nice and fun. And sometimes, you know what, I noticed this, a lot of the other DJs on Rusty Mike Radio, they tend to like really like making me happy, and they play all sorts of rock and roll, which is nice, because they're good people, every single one of them. Which, so, that's awesome. Nice! But we are moving on right now, because it is time for the rock news, and I think this week I'm going to do a little bit of a shiluv, a little bit of a combination, old rock news music with new rock news music. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. First up, Slipknot's Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor played an acoustic version of the Slipknot song Snuff as a tribute to late Slipknot bassist Paul Gray during Taylor's solo concert this past Sunday, July 17th, at Wasted Space at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Watch a few if you want to. There is a fan film version. Somebody filmed it. It's floating around the internet. You can definitely check that out. And another member of Slipknot has revealed a new solo project in the wake of the bassist Paul Gray's death in May. Chart Attack reports DJ Sid Wilson has already put out a few albums under the name DJ Starscream, but now his new act is simply entitled Sid. Moving on, Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson says that you won't catch his band trying to use the quote heritage tag, because all it means is a tired old outfit is trying to fleece you. Dickinson points out that on the US-Canada leg of their world tour, the top ticket price is going to be $90, and as a result, they are still an important act with committed and young audience, unlike certain bands who milk their own crowd. I don't know what that means. Just because you have cheaper tickets, that means you're a more important act and more relevant to the young people. I don't know. Now, he singles out the Eagles shows for being an example of the worst kind of prices and the worst kind of attendees. We don't do that $250. That's BS. What it is what are these heritage acts? That's what they've branded themselves, he tells NoiseCreep.com. Basically, you're seeing a bunch of bands who have been around for a while doing the same old crap. They come out of the woodwork after 10 years and go, you're going to pay through the nose, so we're going to rape you. Words, that was Dickinson. That's what he had to say. So maybe, is it relevant or not? I mean, is Bon Jovi a heritage act? Because they're also charging like $250 a pop. But then again, they always seem to have these money problems. Metal Rage reports that Soil are rumored to have parted ways with singer-guitarist AJ Cavalier. It should be noted, however, that this information has not yet been corroborated by an official source and should not be treated as and should be treated as rumor only. Moving on, Korn guitarist James Monkey Schaefer has recorded a guest appearance on two songs that will be featured on the new full-length album from the Montreal, Quebec, Canada-based band Deadly Apples.
Yeah, that's a really scary name right there. And finally in the news, Tarja Turunen, previously or ex-lead singer of Nightwish, has set an August 31st, 2010 U.S. release date for her sophomore effort, What Lies Beneath, via The End Records. The first single, Falling Awake, featuring Jason Hook from Five Finger Death Punch, will be released on August 17th as a limited edition 7-inch through the Omega Order and available August 24th at all digital outlets. The track is backed with the Good Die Young, a song from the Scorpions' most recent album that features Tarja's vocals. Now, the video for Falling Awake was just released and can be viewed on the internet. That is all the news I have for this week, brought to you by antimusic.com. And, of course, Rock for Rookies, let's get right back into the music. It is time for some Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And the song, You Better Pray.
Let's go. You you were hearing a different song. But you were hearing a different song.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. What? That was the White Stripes and the song The Denial Twist. Been a while since I played the White Stripes, and every time I do, I'm always so happy to do it. As long as I don't have to talk about Jack White, that little piece of crap. Either way, moving on, or moving before, what right before the White Stripes, we heard Uriah Heep and the song I'll Keep On Trying. They're just a weird band. It's a weird sound, but some people are really, really into them, and I have gotten requests for them in the past. So if you liked it and I played it and you want more of it, let me know. And of course, we start off the block with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and the song You Better Pray, which has an excellent music video, which hopefully I will remember to post on rockforrookies.com. But we have arrived at the moment. This the moment. It's a very special moment. It's the first time that I'm playing something brand new off the brand new Korn album. This coming song is called Lead the Parade. And when I was listening to it, this is my little review on it. When I was listening to it, what I heard was, first of all, I think what the sound they were trying to get was more like kind of like an evil carnival kind of sound, which was a lot more prevalent in their last album, simply entitled Korn, which also most of the fans just called Korn 2, which was a huge misnomer because the last album sounded nothing like the original album, so just to give it the same name is kind of weird. But what they're doing in this new album is they're trying to bring back the energy that they had in their first few albums, Korn and Life is Peachy and a tiny bit of Follow the Leader, but not really. The point is it's hard and it's energetic and it's angry. And there's very little of the choir goth sound that we heard in the last album, but there is a lot of that choir goth sound that they had in the last album. You can honestly hear a very melodic, very slow sound in the background of almost every song on the new album. But there's also, but Monkey really kicks it up a notch, and so does Fieldy, and there's great grooving beats, and of course John is, he's screaming. He's screaming, not douchebaggily like in the last album, but he's putting out I don't want to keep using the same word, but it's a rap shout. It's piece by piece, a little bit of a Rage Against the Machine kind of sound to it, at least his vocals, you know what I'm saying, like the dun, 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 like that, and it gets you moving and it gets you dancing, and I'm very excited to play it for you. So right now, off Korn 3, Remember Who You Are, and I believe that they finally have, this is the song Lead the Parade.
My tormented life, I want to kill the decision. that's when I start to realize what you bring to my.
I probably should have done the whole, oh no, you didn't, after playing the Avril Lavigne song and not the White Stripes song. That probably would have made a bit more sense. Off the 2007 album, The Best Damn Thing, that was the song Contagious. It was rocking, it was good, and you guys know how much I love Avril Lavigne. Not just musically, but, you know, romantically. She's hot. Before Avril, we heard Bon Jovi and King of the Mountain. I was just in the mood. I was trying to give some people music recently, and we were going through the lists and all the different bands that I had. I was like, what about Bon Jovi? And they're like, aren't they a joke? I'm like, no. Bon Jovi are rock and roll, and they're one of the best gigs in rock and roll, so you have to give them credit where credit is due. And that song was excellent. And, of course, we started things off with one of the new songs off the new Korn album. It was entitled Lead the Parade. Let me know what you thought about it, and let me know if you want to hear new Korn songs, brand new ones, and I will play them on the coming shows. But right now, it's time to go into Pearl Jam, which was a request by Zach. It's a song that I've never played on the show before and just recently discovered by myself. It's called Given to Fly, and it is beautiful.
Alone in a corridor. Too many days without you.
Smiths, what difference does it make? I have not played them in at least 2 years. They're a weird band that I can't really seem to put my finger on what it is about them, but they're old school and they're rock and roll. So this is Rock for Rookies, best damn radio show, rock radio show in Israel at least, because I play everything. No one else does, but I do. Maximum Mike plays all types of rock, and this is a horrible way to end off the show, finally reminding you, Rock for Rookies, best rock show ever. Tell people about it. That's the way to go. You can find us at Rock for Rookies, the fan page on Facebook. Definitely become a fan of that. Or you can friend me at Maximum Mike or send me an email to maximum@rockforrookies.com if you have any future requests. Or, of course, if you're a band and you want to get your sounds heard, you want to get your music heard, send them in. I would most definitely like to get the word out. So that was the Smiths, Saving Abel with 18 Days Before That. And, of course, we started things off with Pearl Jam. We have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. I'm sorry I wasn't there to join you live in the studios, but that's the way that the ball turns. It's summertime. It's time to go on vacation. And, unfortunately, vacation for me is always Edison, New Jersey. Oh, it's so exciting. But that's it. I'm going to be back next week, and you're definitely not going to be missing a show that much. I promise you I will be here every single Sunday for sure, and hopefully if Adam wants to do it Tuesday nights, he can download the show just like all of you can on rockforkies.com. Go check out all the other awesome shows, Electronic Voyage, Country Love, Indian Surgeons, and of course Pop Rocks, all on the Rock for Rookies Network. And if you want to, go check out the vault. Sometimes people leave some interesting shows in there. So I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Rookies. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Finishing off the show, it's Skillet and Under My Skin.
To me, it's easy to believe, to the depths and back again, to find that I'm still needed. Feel the fear dissipate when you are everything you are. Feel my soul come awake, you carry me away.
Shadow of your face.
Oh, could I be lost? Could I disappear? Could I be lost? Would you find me here? Could I be lost in a secret place? Could I rest in the shadow of your face?
Oh, could I be lost? Could I disappear?
Could I be lost?